I want to restate something that he said. I've got it here. Man, when he said, "I am a broken and lost sinner, but through the blood of Christ, I'm called a son of God." I'm a broken and lost sinner. But what? But through the blood of Christ, I'm called a son of God. I hope every single one of you in this room can say that, can admit, I am broken and I'm lost and I'm a sinner. I mean, sin and sinner are not popular words in our culture, but when I look in the mirror, that's what I see. And it's true. And I love the second part of that sentence that he said. He said, but through the blood of Christ, because Jesus died for my sins, I am now not identified by being broken and lost and sinful. I'm identified as a son of God, a heavenly prince. And ladies, it applies to you, a daughter of God, a heavenly princess. And I want you to know that in coming to Christ, your identity can change from lost and broken and sinful to redeemed and forgiven and cleansed and a child of God. And I hope through this program, that's something that as you're going through your book work and talking with your groups and praying and spending time seeking the Lord, that is coming like into focus for you, that your identity can be found in your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and you can see yourself as a son or daughter of God. That is the most important thing that can happen through this program. Just as a reminder, you know, Mason said he learned the steps of healing given to us by God through the Bible. It would be great if you could remember every single letter of the word healing when you leave here so you can continue walking the steps towards healing for the rest of your life. So I'm going to recap them here real quick. The letter H, help. The letter E, entirely trust God. Cry out, help, I can't. E, entirely trust God, God can. The letter A, we just spent a few weeks on assess the situation. Dig deep, dig everywhere, look for those buried bombs and then confess them to others, bring in a bomb squad. And this week we're starting the letter L. And so there was this quote as we were moving from the letter A to the letter L, and I was talking with some people as we were preparing this curriculum. This guy gave me this quote and he said, confession, which is what we just did last week, the end of the letter A, without repentance, is just an announcement. Like you're just announcing all the ways that you're broken and sinful. It's like the first half of that sentence that Mason said without the second half. Just saying, I'm lost, I'm broken, and I'm a sinner. That's an announcement. Repentance is saying, hey, I'm walking this way, and I'm lost, and I'm broken, and I'm a sinner. And repentance is when you realize that and you stop and you turn around and you walk another way. And now you're walking towards Christ and you're walking in a new identity as a son or daughter of God. So repentance is life change. And so that's the letter L that we're talking about this week is life change. Help, entirely trust God, assess the situation, life change. This is where we take action and we make changes to our lives that God wants to make in our lives. So I want to give you a word picture for this week, like I gave you the buried bomb picture to help you remember the letter A, and I'm going to share a headline with you. Maybe you've seen these shared on social media or seen these on the news or something, but there's headlines that come out every few months, something like this, lion attacks a trainer during a performance at a circus in France. So this guy decides, I'm going to be a lion tamer, I'm going to put on a show, I'm going to get in the cage with the lion, and then the dude ends up getting attacked. Here's another headline. They had a lion at a circus in Russia without a cage, and it jumped into the audience and attacked a four-year-old that ended up in ICU. These fools, over and over again, they take a lion, which is an apex predator, which means its main job is killing things, and they try to tame it, and they get in a cage with it. Here's another story. This is a headline, lion attack, British man mauled by a big cat that he had raised since a cub. So he had this little tiny cub, and this is how our sin is. It starts off small, and we can control it. You heard Mason's story. It started off with pornography. Then it became sex. Then to deal with the guilt and shame he felt, he started drinking and smoking marijuana. And all of a sudden, this little thing that was like a pet that he could control, it grew up. And it started to attack him in his life. I want to show a video. Let's make sure the audio's on for this. There's a video of this news story, and I'm not going to show you the worst part of it, but I'm going to show you the lead up because I want this image in your head. So watch this video. So you see the lion, he's in a caged area, and the trainer that had raised this lion since it was a cub goes inside the cage and kind of puts on a show for all the people that are out at this preserve watching. And let's see what happened at this event. So this is an old man, he'd had this lion for a long time. Hey there, buddy. Uh-oh, this doesn't look good. So he tried to get out the cage, and he didn't get out in time, and the lion got him. So here's some screen grabs, because I don't want to traumatize you, but the lion grabbed him, dragged him out, and set him down, and then he kind of walked away, and then he came back, and he started mauling him again. Now, I can show you this, because the dude did not die. He was severely injured, but he got attacked by this lion simply because he was a fool, and he went in the cage with an animal whose main job is killing other animals. Now, why do I show you these pictures and show you that video and tell you that story? Here's why. It's a metaphor for us. You see, sin is like the lion, and we keep putting ourselves in situations like lion cages. We keep going into it, and we keep getting mauled over and over again. And we wonder why sin keeps getting the best of us when we're the ones that keep going in the cage with the sin. You keep going places and doing things that are killing you. And I do the same thing. You know, pornography, as Mason shared, was part of my story when I was a teenager. And I was a young Christian kid, and I wanted to please God, and I knew that it was wrong to objectify women in that way and to seek sexual pleasure in that way, but I kept doing it. But here was the problem, is I kept pornographic material hidden, and I kept it within reach where I could access it anytime. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have the internet back then. That's how old I am. So it wasn't like it was even that accessible. But if you have a phone or the internet and you struggle with pornography and you don't have restrictions on Safari, you're living in a lion cage. And every time you unlock your phone, you're stepping in to the lion cage. Every time you get your phone out, when you're alone in your room, you're stepping into the lion cage. I also say in my introduction, I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from comedy is one of the words. And I want to be someone that honors God with my language, but I have a tendency to want to use humor in an inappropriate way, either to get attention, to get a laugh, to control a situation. And that's a weakness of mine, and that will hurt my witness for Christ. But when I watch comedy that feeds into my mind and comes out my mouth, I'm stepping into a lion cage. So something really specific for me in 2017, when I went through regeneration, I had to stop watching a show called Saturday Night Live, a show that I loved, but I realized the more I watched it, the more inappropriate my humor got and the worse my witness for Christ got. And so I was like, I got to stop walking in to that lion cage. So we continue to go places and put ourselves in situations where sin gets the best of us. So I want to ask you to consider, what's your lion cage? And I want to recap a passage from God's word that we had in our bookwork and remind you of three things we studied this week and then send you off to your groups to discuss. So here was the passage that you had in your bookwork. It was from the book of Mark. Mark is one of the gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the story of Jesus's life. And so this is a story from Christ's life. Jesus went out to the shoreline again, and he taught the crowds that were coming to him. So Jesus is out by a lake, and he's teaching crowds. Sometimes he would even get in a boat, and the crowds would gather along the shoreline, and he would teach them. And as he was walking along, he's leaving, he goes by a tax collector's booth. Now, a tax collector was an Israeli or a Jew who had basically become a traitor. and they began working for the Roman government to collect taxes from their own people. So think of it this way. China takes over the U.S., and I am an American working for the Chinese collecting taxes from you. And worse, because I have the power of the Chinese government behind me, I can take more taxes from you than are legally owed, and I get to keep the extra and become rich. And so this is what Levi, this tax collector, was doing, is he was a Jew who was ripping off his own people using the authority and power of the Roman government who had taken over their country. So he was hated, he was dishonest, and he was a traitor, considered to be, by the religious people of the time, the worst of sinners. So Jesus walks along, he sees Levi sitting in his tax collector's booth, and he says to this terrible dude, "Follow me and be my disciple." It's amazing to me how these stories just turn on a dime. So Levi got up and followed him. So we're talking about life change this week, the letter L, and here are three ways to change your life. This is what you studied in your book work. The first one was this: get out of the cage. Levi recognized that his tax collector's booth was his cage. His physical location was the thing that was getting him into trouble. And so we talk about in the curriculum, changing your playground. Basically, it's where you are. And so we ask you just to consider, hey, where are the places that you go, including digitally, the apps that you use, but also the people you, the places where you go with the people that get you in trouble, where are you going? What parties, what teams, maybe it's even your entire school, is a place that's a lion's cage to you. Where are you going and how can you change that? Change your playground. Back to the story, after Jesus says, "Come follow me," and Levi gets up and he leaves the tax collector's booth. He gets out of the cage. He starts a new life. It says Levi had a party and he invited Jesus and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with other tax collectors and other sinners. There were many people of this kind among Jesus's followers. If you feel like you're a sinner, you're in good company. There were many sinners that were counted as Jesus's followers. But I want you to notice what Levi did. He started hanging out with Jesus, and he started hanging out with Jesus's disciples. The second thing you can do to change your life is you can walk with the wise. Change your playmates. You see, some of you guys keep getting in the same trouble over and over again because of the people that you hang around. Some of you, your friend groups are a big part of your problem. And maybe you've heard this quote before. It says, "You're the average of the five people you spend the most time with." And every time I hear that quote, I go, man, that is true. And I really need to pay attention to who I hang around with. I love part of Mason's testimony was the fact that he joined a Christian fraternity, a group of guys that are all committed to following Christ together, because Mason knows that he is going to become the average of the five people he spends the most time with. And so he's going to try to spend time with other godly guys who want to be more like Christ. Here's how the Bible says it in Proverbs 13, verse 20. "Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble." Isn't that true? Those of you that are a little older in high school or are in college right now, leaders, you know this to be true. If you walk with wise people, you grow in wisdom. But if you associate with fools, that's how you get in trouble. And so the third thing we talked about was actually having a repentance plan and changing the purpose of our lives. Remember at the beginning, I told you confession without repentance is just an announcement, but repentance is turning around and walking another way. So you have in your curriculum lesson 9, lesson 10, and then it's another chart to work on, another grid, and it's called a repentance plan. And it's where you actually think through, write down, and look up scripture in actual practical things that are going to change about your life as a result of what you're learning about God and His Word. It's where you actually take action to get out of the cage, to change who you're living with, and begin to walk with the wise, and actually begin to make changes that will walk you towards Christ and not away from Him. So, life change is this: we take action and we make changes. This is not just philosophical. It's not just an idea But now it is time for the rubber to meet the road, to put your car in gear and start driving and make the changes that God wants to make in our lives. And you have an incredible opportunity with this resource that, if you've never heard of it, this is a great website. It's openbible.info/topics. And you go there and at the top, it says, what does the Bible say about? And you can type in any topic. So if you're working on your repentance plan and there's a column to write in God's word, you can look stuff up here. And then what I want you to do is look it up in an actual physical Bible, learn how to find it, highlight it, underline it, or whatever. And then you can write it in your repentance plan. Because part of this step is you're going to make the changes, not that you want to make, but that God wants to make in your life. And you won't know what God wants for your life if you don't know what his word says. And God has revealed his will for you and for me. He's shown us what he wants for our lives in his word, the Bible. And you don't need someone to always tell it to you. You can go read it for yourself. And this is a great place to start. So here's some questions for step group. Pull out your phone, take a picture. You obviously, you'll be discussing your book work, but these are some bonuses that I think would be helpful for you guys to discuss. Is one, what are the lion cages you need to stop going to? Like, some of you just need to say out loud to this small group of people you're with tonight, I need to stop using Safari on my phone. I need to cancel my Instagram account. I need to get off TikTok. I need to stop Snapchatting. That's where I get the nudes. That's where I'm tempted to send things. That's where I'm fall victim to coarse joking or inappropriate humor. That's where I waste time and I don't spend time with God because I'm spending time there. What are the lion cages? Number two, who gets you into trouble and how do those associations need to change? Mason had to break up with two girls. That was hard. But if he wanted to be free from the temptation and the sin that he kept falling into, he had to change those relationships. And number three, what's your specific action plan? Like, how are you going to put those things into practice? These are great questions to say out loud and discuss with your group. Let me pray that the Lord would point you in the right direction, and we'll dismiss you to go. Lord, I pray that we would understand and clearly see the ways that we just step right into cages where sin is mauling us. And it's hurting us, and it's dragging us down, and it's killing parts of us. And Lord, would you give us freedom, not just by magically locking the cage for us, but by showing us what the cages are, and then giving us the wisdom and courage to walk out of them. Let us lock the cage ourselves, following your word and trusting your spirit. And then let us walk with wise people, and help us to grow wise. Show us the friend groups or the relationships that need to change in our lives today to help us live in freedom and healing and fullness of life with you. And then would you help us see any other practical changes that you want us to make in order for our lives to change, to become more like your son. In Jesus' name, amen.